What up, what up, and welcome back to the Tooth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Don Darion, and helping me get through the show is my partner in crime, my best friend, Lauren the G. What's going on, Lauren?
Everything's fabulous. Perfect. I am seeing the world clearly through my new glasses that Darion didn't notice at all.
Sorry, I don't. They're beautiful, oh my gosh.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway, y'all, we got a great show for you. 30 minutes nonstop chatter. We're broadcasting live here in Dallas, Texas, where the Yeehaw. Weather doesn't know what it wants to
do. We don't know. Every day it's a battle.
For real. Anyway, we talk entertainment.
Yes.
We talk millennial life.
Yes.
And we talk shit. Mm. Okay? Anyway, y'all can find us. Every Sunday we post the episode, sometimes Sunday, sometimes Monday, sometimes.
Life is hard, okay?
It's really tough. But anyway, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, you can find us on Stitcher, you can find us on Blog Talk Radio.
Download.
So, yeah, download, stream, definitely.
Subscribe and share.
Thank you to everybody that's been listening.
Thank you. And, letting their friends listen too, because we are getting listens, and that's great.
So how are you doing this week, Lauren? What's been going on?
Nothing really, just... You know, enjoying my beautiful, wonderful glasses. I have sunglasses as well. Jimmy Choo's. Thank you.
Well, you know it's Sunday, April 15th. So taxes are coming up.
Look, I have meant to file my taxes.
On the 17th, right?
For a few days.
Right.
I just haven't gotten around to it. It's really easy to forget, honestly.
I know. And the thing is, last year I did the same exact thing. I literally filed it like the very, very last day that I was supposed to file taxes. I don't know why I can't file them, because nothing like I don't have a house. I don't have anything important. There's nothing I can really do. I just go on TurboTax and do the little easy
yeah,
form.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, it's just a form.
Whatever
and
it is.
And most of the time I can just put this code in and it preloads my tax information and everything. So I'm like,
there was
it's
like
going to take
one
me like 10 minutes to do it.
There was like one time where at a point where I had three jobs in 1 year. And that's the most I had to do.
I just got two. Like I had one in North Carolina, one here. So, and I got my W-2s. I'm good. I'm good.
That's true. Well, sometimes I was playing with the stock too. So I did have to do a little. See, TurboTech, that's how they be getting you. They be like telling you, oh yeah, everything is free. Don't even worry about it. But then like you get to like, well, actually, you know what?
You do have this, so did you want to add this on? It's just another $40.
Let's just add this, yeah. Then you get to the end and
no,
like,
bitch,
okay.
You're about to get me today.
Also, this is our fee, you know. So I'll be trying to look for those like little free little codes or whatever. My sister search for codes all the time.
Hey, look, hard work pays off.
Anyway, I do want to give a shout out because I do have a loyal listener. So I do want to shout out to my cousin Bubble.
Oh,
you know, she's
I've
out
met
there.
Her.
She's
Grad Bash.
She's from Philly, but she live in Lancaster or Lancaster. I don't really know how to
it
say it.
It depends on where you're from.
I don't
and
know.
Whose name it is.
I think it's Lancaster because I feel like, I mean, no, excuse me.
Lancaster.
I'm a
thank
liar.
You. We grew up around Lancaster. Neighborhood and it's called Lancaster. Everyone calls it Lancaster. Lancaster.
But being out here, everybody calls it Lancaster. So
it just, I don't know.
Anyway, shout out to my cousin. I really appreciate
Happy birthday.
Her. Her birthday was. Her birthday was in March. What am I talking about? That was a long time ago.
Oh, well,
I just
still,
I was just shouting
better
around.
Better late than
saying
never,
hi.
Right?
Happy belated.
Happy belated birthday, Pisces. Ooh, ooh.
There you go.
If you were born in the beginning of March, not the
All end. Right. It's time to get this show started. So we have our celebrity gossip. We have what's going on this week. And it's our segment called Lauren Explains It All, because Lauren knows it all. So I'm handing it over. Go ahead, Lauren. What is going on this week?
Or should I be asking you? Because Des Bryant. Okay. Now, if you're from this area, well, if you're not even from this, if you know anything about football right now, Des Bryant just got dropped from the Cowboys 2 days before practice started because,
ouch,
you know,
yeah.
I think it's just because he's very emotional and he was talking mess about the administration on social media and stuff. And they fired him. And now, I'm not fired him, but they released
But you
got
to understand that we are like Redskins fans. So, I mean,
so, I mean
like,
I don't really
it's really
care,
hard
you know,
to talk about the Cowboys and, you know.
Really care at all. Actually, you know, whatever.
Exactly. I know.
So, you know.
So, it's so funny because Lauren was like, you should know, because I actually met Des Bryant today for the first time. I did.
Today. While he's out here looking for a job, homeless, struggling, probably trying
now,
to
I don't,
find
I don't,
to pick him
I
up.
I don't want to say where he was going, because I'm not allowed to share that, I guess. But anyway, he missed his flight.
And Darion denied him. He was I can't even get on. He was no, mother, you can't. He didn't say that.
Okay. I was just like, oh, wow, this guy looks. I had no idea, you know, it was him until I opened it. I was like, oh, this says Desmond Bryan. Cool. Okay, so obviously I probably ruined everything and ruined his whole life. But
it's all right. He's going to miss that interview now.
I'm waiting for my TMZ interview. I'm very prepared for it, okay?
I'm sure they're outside right now. So how does it feel
to ruin somebody's career?
Exactly, to crush his life.
Feels amazing.
He's losing custody of his daughter because of you. I don't even know if he has kids. I'm just saying that.
Like, I was able to sell his seats to, you know, some people that didn't pay for a ticket. But, you know, it is what it is.
Gosh. Those seats went to someone great.
Flying, yeah, probably flying standby.
It's all right. He can afford to buy another flight somewhere.
He was a really good guy about it. You know, I mean...
He didn't be like, don't cool. you know who I am? I run these streets.
Well, no, he was mad at somebody that I was working with. You know, He kind of cussed her out. But then he came to me because I was like, oh, you know, let me help you. You want to go on the next flight? He's like,
thank you, brother.
No, he's like, no, I got it. No. I'm like,
sorry.
Just go ahead, get a jet.
I've got money.
Go ahead, get a jet. You should have did that anyway.
Sorry about that. So moving on to something, I don't know. This is weird. So Azalea Banks, she posted on Instagram, it was like a video, or I guess Instagram Live, it's a video, you don't see anything, it's just her voice, and it's basically her saying she got, and I'm using air quotes when I say this, low-key raped. Like, she says that she, like, went out with some guy that she may have met online or something, and that he may have roofied her or something, but she posted it, then deleted it. And I'm just acted like it never happened.
I'm just
and
now so confused. Like, do we like Azalea Banks or do we not?
Because to me, she always
talks like crazy stuff. Like, she's like, I don't know. Like, she just does it for attention. Like,
I don't know.
But is she talented? Like, why is she doing this? Why do we need to?
I honestly don't think I've heard an Azalea Banks song before. Me either. But I only know her because she's always talking about other people. I'm just saying things about people.
I mean, I heard that she was talented. I mean, I heard that she did come up with something, but I'm just confused as why.
I think she has a movie on Netflix or something, maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay, well.
Good for her, maybe. That's good. I don't know. I mean, I feel bad for her if that is what happened, but I don't know.
She performed
on Sunday. I don't know. Maybe she's... I don't know. I can't really say how people should handle things, but I hope she's all right if that did happen, but I don't know. She has no credibility with me, so it's weird. It's just
I just like the name. I mean, Azalea Banks has a hot name, you know, but...
Sorry. You just didn't work out. You were just too busy laying on the ground talking about people, but that, you know, whatever. But
Iggy Azalea used it. She used it pretty well.
And it worked out for her wonderfully. She can't even rap, and it worked out for her
Thanks
wonderfully.
Thanks for the name.
Thank you so much. That was great. So moving on to Coachella.
Oh, chorus. My goodness.
Okay, y'all, now.
Who?
Beyonce. She...
Baychella.
Oh, yes. I mean, she turned it. She had Destiny's Child. They reunited on stage.
Okay, so can I just tell you that I didn't watch it, or I didn't see it yet?
I didn't see it.
I watched pieces of it.
Oh no, I've seen it. I saw it.
How long is it? Isn't it like 2 hours long or something like that?
I mean, her whole performance is long, but the Destiny's Child portion is. I mean,
okay, so you could watch it. You could
just
watch
pieces.
It. Yeah.
It's wonderful. She has Jay-Z up there. I mean,
I heard she's bringing back
HBCU,
like the whole
like the whole band. Yes, the band up there. It was a wonderful.
I can say one thing about Beyonce. She's an amazing performer. I mean, that's a show that I would pay for, that I would go see. I haven't.
On the Run Tour.
Because it's too
out.
Crazy and it's
and
too
it's
many
expensive.
People. Yeah.
I don't
it's
know
way
that.
Too many people. I can't do that. But I'm just
crowd.
Saying.
I don't like that.
But I mean, I would love to see her like in a little small venue, maybe something.
Gosh. She's a.
There's
she's
no way
a queen.
She would be in a small venue though, because
Never.
She's.
Why would she even do exactly. that? Why would she debase herself as to let 25 people see her intimately?
She is. I can say what I want about Beyonce. Like, I mean, I see a lot of crazy stuff about her, but I mean, that's one thing is she loves to entertain. She's a great entertainer. She's great to watch.
She puts on a show all the way through, dancing, singing,
so,
everything.
I don't really know where to find. You just type in Google where to find the whole Coachella performance.
Honestly,
or...
I mean, you can go anywhere. Really, TMZ everywhere. That's where I first started seeing it. Of course, Cardi B.
So make sure y'all go
there. Too. She had all these people come on stage with her, pregnant as heck. I mean,
I know that it was streaming live on Facebook, I think, but it was like, it was in California.
I don't trust Facebook,
you know,
so.
Or West Coast, so I couldn't stay up that late. I had to work early in the morning.
Sorry.
And we all know I like to sleep.
I don't have regular TV. All I have is, you know, like streaming services. Mm-hmm. So, I'll watch the clips the next day. I'm fine.
Oh gosh, okay.
Okay, so since we mentioned Cardi B, we have to mention Nicki Minaj because that's it, you know, that's what she wants us to do.
Well, you know what?
She literally went on hiatus for a couple months, and the first thing she comes out is crying about some half-ass interview that Cardi B mentioning that she changed her verse.
Okay, so what you're not going to do is talk about Nicki Minaj. That's just what I'm
going to
say.
I'm going to state it the way it is. She may...
Nah.
I think that she's being sensitive and that she's acting like Lil' Kim, and she needs to cut it out. She needs to stop acting like Cardi B owes her anything, because she doesn't, just because she was in the game for 8 years, blah, 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 whatever.
My thing is, it's not about that. I mean, Nicki Minaj isn't crying about anything.
She is. She's literally crying. You didn't see the interview where she literally cried. She literally cried.
She teared up.
She was like,
because you know what,
that's... They were slaughtering me, like, low-key, like, facts, though. They was like...
But you know, I'm just saying, and you know, it's hurtful. It's hurtful for another...
For someone to say that they changed somebody, their verse when they did.
Hold on. You putting somebody on... And I mean, it's hurtful that you're not like, oh my God, you know, I'm so thankful to be on this track. You know, it probably really set off my career. It did. It really put me out there, you know, because
she was already relevant.
I'm just saying,
way before then. She didn't get her on there or anything.
It originally was not her song.
She didn't say anything bad about her. All she literally said was that she changed her verse, which she did. Because there was a whole singing, a lame-ass singing part that was on there. But that shouldn't be
the first thing out your mouth. That when somebody more famous, more who already set the record, set all this other... That's not the first thing to say out your mouth.
She hasn't set that many records because Cardi B broke them. So.
Anyway, Nicki Minaj released two songs and I thought that
they were... And they
were okay. I thought that they were great.
They were okay.
I mean,
they were good songs, but they weren't like hits.
I thought that they were great songs for a new artist.
But she's not new. Right. She's been around since we were in high
school. I know, yeah. And so, I like Nicki Minaj.
I'm not like Nicki.
But I still want to hear, what was it? It was Chung Lee.
I just really wish that after not saying anything or doing anything for a couple months, the first thing you come out is starting complaining about Cardi B after she...
It's not the first thing. I listened to the literally interview. It was a lot of stuff she was talking about.
She just said a whole bunch of stuff. Why she went on hiatus, everything.
I just feel like I waited for the release. I'm a little bit of a groupie with Nicki Minaj, so...
That's good. I mean, I'm not a groupie for either of them. Cardi B's album is really good. Like, honestly, it is. It's a really good album. I can't lie about that. It's really great.
She had a lot of great writers.
You know, I'm not super into either of them, but Cardi B has better songs right now. Nicki is a better rapper, but Cardi B has better songs right now. So what can you do? Nothing. Other than try better next time. Because Barbie Tings and Chun-Li, they were good songs. I mean, they were bad. They just weren't smashes. You haven't had a smash since, like, Anaconda.
Well, her album is coming out.
I'm assuming we're going to expect more. She's clearly rapping more. We'll see.
Everybody loves a comeback story.
Exactly. So, and, you know, that's great.
That's what she's bringing.
I hope that she does, and I hope that she doesn't bring Cardi B into this, because it would be really lame of her to do it.
And I hope that Usher comes back as well.
It would be very lame of her to do it.
Can Usher come back as well?
From herpes, of course.
He doesn't have herpes.
He has herpes, allegedly.
Okay.
So, allegedly. Moving on. Young M.A. to more the porn industry, which probably has lots of herpes in it. Young M.A. is going to be directing a lesbian scene, or a movie, actually, for Pornhub. It's going to be a movie about this virgin who goes to a mansion, and she, like, tries rooms in the sex mansion.
I just can't.
And it's time to her album, Her Story, Young M.A.'s album coming out, and, who better to direct a scene than a hardcore lesbian?
I just feel like you're not allowed to be starting to work on an album unless you have songs on the radio. That should be just a requirement. Like, you should be...
She had songs on the radio last year.
Was it just last year?
Or maybe the year before.
It was a really big hit. I mean, I really did like that song, but I feel like a requirement is you need to have...
It was probably the year before.
Some type of popularity in order to make an album. Or the rest are just mixtapes and we don't acknowledge them.
Well, she's on her way, and I hope that her story does well, and I am going to go. It's a free premium video on Pornhub, so I know y'all know that, premium means better than the rest of them, because, I watch porn.
I'm just going to watch it. I want to watch it. I want to see it just to talk about it for research purposes.
I'm going to watch it because I'm a nasty, and I'm something. I'm just playing. I'm going to watch it because I'm probably going to enjoy it. I mean, it's good. So that is it for Lawrence Plains It All.
All right, perfect. All right, so we're going to move on. Another show topic that we have, we decided to move into the show, is a discussion topic. So this week, we are going to talk about, we read this article, I guess. I don't know if Lauren found it on Facebook or something.
It's a trailer for, like, this seminar, a sold-out seminar that this man is doing in Florida, I guess. And it's a seminar about not dating single mothers, which really sounds terrible. And I was like, what?
Single mothers. And I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of, like, messed up to say. But as Lauren was explaining it.
Yeah, I mean, some of the points were a little bit valid. I mean, some of them I was like, okay, you're reaching. That's you're being an
asshole. You got to understand that we are millennials, so a lot of people our age do have kids.
Mm-hmm, or so have kids out of high school.
You know, us that are single, like me and Lauren, we are
and
single.
We don't have kids.
No kids. We are basically going to be step-parents
immediately. Yeah, pretty much, because by this time, I mean, it's really hard to find anybody that doesn't have a child, at least somewhere with somebody.
And we would dare not get together, so please don't think that. I know,
Sorry, I know that they've been saying our whole lives not, since, like, ninth grade. They've been like, oh my gosh, you guys are going to get married? We're not. We're not boning. No. Sorry. It's just not
that kind of relationship. I would be so mad at God. So anyway,
I'm sorry. I just threw up a little in my mouth thinking about it. Anyways, so the different topics, I'm going to just say just a couple of them just so you can, you know. Double or triple the heartbreak, which I completely understand, because if you are in a relationship with a person that has a child and you're bonding with his child, you're spending all this time with them, taking them to blah, blah, blah places and amusement parks and playing games with them and wishing them happy birthday, you know, when you break up with... You grow attached. And, you know, and so you're doing the family thing.
It's so funny that we're talking about this, because I actually met someone that was in a relationship with somebody else or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they got together, the girl was pregnant. She knew that she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they still stayed together for like 4 years. And then they finally broke up. So now the guy has like an attachment to the baby. Yeah.
And honestly,
and they still they still like co-parent. Like, I mean, he still comes over even though they're broken up and it's not his child. I don't get that.
I mean, I get it. Because that's basically his child, basically. I mean, but when she gets a man that wants to be with her, he's going to cut her off. She's going to cut him off because that's not his child. At the end of the day, it's not his child. And if she wants to cut him off, she can. And she probably will. When she married, like, gets with a guy that she's been with for a little bit, and then he finds out that that's not even that baby, you know.
I mean, the thing is, just, like, I love kids and everything like that.
And it's hard to let them go, but you have to. If she breaks up with you, you break up with
the
all
kid,
of them.
They'll be okay. Think all about all the people that you've been when you grew up and all the people that came in and out of your life that you liked.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
My dad, you know, brought around a woman named Barbara to our house, and she had a daughter named Brittany. We were all like together, like he was gonna marry her and everything, and then she had to move to New York for a job, and I was like, what happened? Like, we were like gonna call her mom. Yeah. Like, I mean,
Lauren's,
you know,
doing just fine
together and everything.
She's doing great, graduated college, and
I didn't graduate. I'm so lonely. And I really don't believe in soulmates and true love anymore. But I mean, hey,
okay,
life is great.
The child would be great.
We're not talking about my life or lack thereof.
I'm just saying, you can move out of a child's life and the child will grow up just fine. Maybe they'll find you on Facebook in 20 years. Anyway, let's go.
Exactly. So another one is that they are emotionally unavailable, of course, because they have, you know, lots going on with baby daddy issues.
I can't imagine,
I mean, not all women have baby daddy issues. I'm not saying that they do, but a lot of them do.
Right.
You're never going to be a priority because always come before you.
When I think about that, I think about how, like, a lot of couples and relationships break up after a baby is born because
it's a lot of stress,
you put a lot of attention on the baby and everything like that.
And you love the child.
Right. So, already stepping into a relationship where the mom already has a priority, you're already not going to get that attention.
Yep. And it says,
and I need that attention, okay? I'm just saying.
Of course, but at the end of the day, she's going to drop you in a minute just so that she, and that's how it's supposed to be. Kids are supposed to come first, but, you know, for the other person.
I'm out in the dating world and I'm looking for a wife mommy, okay? So I need you mommy. To, yeah, you're going to be my wife and you're going to be my mommy.
And of course, your presence
there
is just another reminder that the parents aren't together and that you're keeping their parents apart. So, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, it's not done on purpose, but, you know, this is how it is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that seemed valid.
I don't know.
Some of those are valid, right? Like, that's... I don't know. I feel bad because I do know a lot of single mothers.
I know. I do feel bad about it. But even, you know, my dad met my mom. She was a single mother. And my mom was like, are you crazy? Like, you have your whole life. You don't have any kids. Why would you want to be with me? Thank goodness my dad was persistent because I wouldn't be here. But, you know, it was just something cool to think about.
We were just
talking about it. So if you have any topics, please leave it in the comments. You know, we are a podcast. So definitely.
Of course. We can talk about anything you want us to talk about.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to move it on to serious stuff. This is a part where we cannot laugh. You know, this is not. This is kind of like a comedy fun podcast, you know what I mean?
But
we have got to get serious.
Exactly.
okay.
We're serious.
Lauren, let's just move on. What is going on? Why we gotta be serious?
World war. Okay, that's not what's happening. But it's kind of scary because Syria, you know, they had this like chemical attack where they think that the Assad regime like gas chemical their own people like with Syrian gas.
I saw that
gas.
On the news, yes.
And Trump, you know, of course, tweeted out like, oh, we're going to bomb them. And Russia was like, if you bomb them, we going to bomb you because, you know, that's our people. So the U.S. was like, well, we're going to bomb Damascus. That's like the capital, I think, of Syria or something like that.
Okay.
So, and the UK and France also were like, well, we're going to bomb them too. So now we've got three different countries, ours, the UK and France, that have just bombed or missiled Syria. And Syria, of course, fired back. But now we're just one. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next. I really hope this doesn't start a whole war, y'all, because I just don't know
what I'm worried about? I'm worried the fact that I remember signing something that I was going to be a part of, like, the Selective Service. I think that's what it's called.
When Bush was president.
When, like, the boys.
I remember that.
No, I think that everybody had to do it. I don't even. Anyway, I know I had to sign something. I think it was until I was 25, though. So I'm.
Yeah, that's when Bush was president. Over the limit. During the Iraq War.
Yeah,
Bush was president. That's why
I'm not trying to go to war, okay? I am.
We are not. I'm not even about that. That's why I didn't join the military when I graduated.
I'm old. Like, I can't even wake up anymore. I can't.
We're not. Okay, we're not that old. We're 29.
Well, look, I'm trying to plead my case, okay? I'm not going to war.
I can't do it. Okay,
I'm sensitive. I'm sensitive.
Really, are you? He's so sensitive. It's really. I am. It's
don't make me go, please. But I'm just saying. I'm serious. Okay.
We're serious. Okay.
We gotta stop. We're not laughing. This is a serious
world
matter.
War right now. Y'all, we live near like a major metropolitan, but I don't know how wars work because I don't know.
I feel like Dallas is first to go. Dallas is going to be on the map.
It's one of those places like Dallas, D.C. It's like hardcore. Like one of those places that people talk about all the time.
Well, they're like hardcore. We're American.
We always live in places like that because we used to live in Maryland. And we're like 15 place. Minutes from the Capitol. Andrews, like when 9/11 happened, we were like down the street from the Pentagon. We're like 30 minutes from the Pentagon. Like, I don't know, y'all. It's scary. But moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter. Okay, you know Black Lives Matter has a fan page on Facebook, right?
Right.
700,000 followers. This is the most followed page on Facebook for Black Lives Matter.
Oh.
Has a bunch of donations and stuff. Come to find out, some white man in Australia is behind the page.
You are
a white man in Australia is behind the Black Lives Matter, the largest the biggest Black Lives Matter fan page. Like on Facebook. Me. Been taking donations and everything. He's like some government official over there. It's crazy.
Oh, so is he like under, but is he like doing a good job? Is it like legit? Is he?
I mean, no.
No?
He's following those for himself. What is a white Australian man doing for Black Lives Matter in America? Nothing.
I
don't even know why you asked that question.
I don't know.
He's helping out his country doing what he's supposed to do, but he's also stealing. I mean, not stealing.
But I thought maybe he'll just travel around, you know, help, you know, spread the lie of Black Lives Matter.
He does not.
Do Australians like black people?
I'm not going to say they don't like black people, but I've heard that Australia is kind of racist because there's not a lot of black people there. I mean, literally, like I said in the last podcast, was it the last one? There are 24 million people just living in Australia, even though it's a huge continent. There's just a lot of it that's unpopulated. So, and I think most of them are white people. And so it's like,
I already know they don't like Americans. So, I mean,
a lot of people don't like Americans. I wonder why. I was watching a comedy special and they were making jokes about Americans and I was like, I cannot believe.
It's funny because it's true.
It is. It's sad. Sad but true. Sad.
Proud to be an American. Seriously. But
where at least I know I'm free.
There we go. Are we?
There's an asterisk up there. Terms and conditions may apply.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. Okay.
We're serious.
We're moving on. Will Ferrell. He got into a car accident.
Yeah.
Like, okay, y'all know I love Will Ferrell, Talladega Nights, Other Guys, I mean, everything. Semi-pro, old school. He was driving in an SUV that was driven by a chauffeur and it flipped over. And the woman that he was with got, like, bled, is, like, you know, lots of injuries. And
what?
I mean, he ended up calling the police. He's okay, he's out of the hospital, but I think the person that was in the car with him, the woman, she kind of got some
that is wild.
So I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
That is so crazy.
I hope he is okay, and I hope the woman that he was with is okay, but their car got sideswiped. So I mean, I hope that everything works out. And I guess that is it for my serious stuff.
All right, there we go. Thank you so much. All right, so you know we got to talk our shit, okay? It's time for that time.
Y'all,
you know,
I'm so
we got to get into it
all day.
You know, we just gonna go ahead and vent and let us happen in this week. What's current, what's present? Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian.
Y'all. Oh my.
What is going on? Khloe Kardashian. I'm just so happy for her.
She's my favorite Kardashian.
She
by
got
the way.
Pregnant by Tristan Thompson. Whatever.
She's
supposed to
pictures of him kissing in the kitchen.
Love.
And they looked like great. She
They're
was like,
supposed to
I've
be
been
in love.
She even came out and was like, oh, I was fake trying to have babies with Lamar. I would never want to have that crackhead's baby. Okay, she didn't say crackhead, but she said that she was lying and, you know, faked trying to have a baby with him because she didn't really want to have his kids. And now she's having this man while his ex was pregnant, 5 months pregnant, got with him.
That's just now so crazy.
He's been linked to like 5 different women.
I mean, like, why would you want a life, you know, like that? You know,
why would you date a Kardashian in the first place?
Why would you date somebody that's just about to have a baby? I mean, they can get back with their baby mama at any time. You know what I'm saying?
Because he's 6'10" and has $100 million contract. So she was like,
"6'10".
6'9". He's like 6'9" or 6'10", one or the other.
That's really tall.
Yeah, he's really tall, to like 210, 230, and he's got $100 million contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, I mean, I think that's what she was thinking.
For him then.
She was like, he has a baby, so what?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess, you know, go have some good genes.
Tristan needs to learn how to cheat. That's all I'm saying.
I don't
just
understand.
Learn how to be. Look, athletes do it all the time. I know all men, 75% of men pretty much cheat.
I was going to say, men in general. Not this man, though.
But, oh, yes, this man, definitely. Especially when they have money. Come on now.
No, I'm talking about me. Not this man, me. Anyway, but yet. I don't have money right now, and I'm not tall, so.
I mean,
that could be a reason why.
Keeps you humble, right?
I'm faithful. You know what? I was actually reading something, and it was saying men that, there are two types of men that like breasts and men that like ass.
Okay.
So I can't say that because my mom listening. Men that like butt. So anyway.
Your aunt likes ass.
Men that like boobs are more relationship oriented, and men that like butt.
I mean, obviously he's with her for the ass. I mean, come on. Why are you with a Kardashian?
More into
for the ass.
For
unless
other
you're with
things.
Courtney because she ain't got nothing. But I mean, that's.
I am a breast man. Just to let you know.
That's good to know.
I'm just saying, I'm relationship oriented, so you know what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's good because you like to breastfeed.
Anyway,
possibly. Tristan Thompson needs to learn how to, I don't know, mask his face. And I mean, it's good that he's a gentleman, open up doors for girls, but try opening up the door for the mother of your child.
Well, isn't he? I mean, he's like pretty new to like the, you know, the spotlight, right? Because he wasn't really like an amazing
player
or even spotlight like that, right? So he probably just doesn't know. He's probably used to
just being
like
that he shouldn't cheat on his pregnant girlfriend. It's so crazy when she's about to have the baby. Literally, she's waiting at home any day now, about to pop your baby out, and you're out staying the weekend in a hotel with a girl with a obviously fake ass.
Oh, it was disgusting.
I mean, it was like high up. It was weird. I don't know what she was wearing.
But I did see a really good picture of her. She does look really good.
Yeah, I looked her up on Instagram. She's
so too bad. So cute. Sad, Khloe Kardashian. I'm so sorry.
But
at least you have a baby. And that's great, you know.
Exactly. She gave birth to a baby girl like a day
babies
later.
Babies are great. I mean, I do believe babies are a blessing. So, I mean,
they are.
I'm not trying
and
to go
in. And he was in the room,
like
which I am, you are.
Strong woman.
Yeah, because I would be like, get the away from me. Like,
right.
I just don't even think that you could. All really?
I think she just wanted him to be in the room and be like, look, this is the last time you're going to see your daddy.
Or for publicity's sake, one or the other. Even though I love Khloe. She's my favorite, but
everything's
I mean,
great. Let's just take pictures.
Honestly, because he was so sloppy, now Charlamagne the God said I think this may be like a theory.
Mm-hmm.
They may be doing this just because Keeping Up with Kardashians viewership has been down. Okay.
Mm.
I mean, think about it. Why would someone who's dating someone who's known for having, you know, people follow them around just be blatantly just out cheating
it
like
that? It is kind of crazy.
You never see him kiss her. All you see is him walk inside with her and walk out. And all they did was kiss. I mean, I think she would. I mean, I don't know. I feel
it could
like
be a publicity
they're probably
topic,
about
and he
to
probably
do,
is
like,
somebody
you know,
that would do something like that.
They're gonna announce the release of the new Kardashians season soon. I bet. And all of this is gonna be on it. The document, her breaking down, all of it. Bet.
Oh,
don't
gosh.
Y'all watch it.
Exactly. And enough about them. We're done talking.
moving on.
We like to bring a little. After we talk shit, we like to bring a little inspiration into the world.
Yes,
okay.
Of course,
so we
know?
Have these beautiful quotes that we personally. Just research on Google and share with you all. So hopefully you will have it will inspire you. So Lauren, I'm gonna let you go first with your quote. How do you want to inspire our listeners?
Okay, I want to inspire all the people pleasers of the world, because I am one of those. And this is my quote: if you want to make everyone happy, don't be a leader. Sell ice cream. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. Because you're not gonna make everybody happy. So just
are you just
stop
assuming
it.
That the ice cream man is happy? He doesn't
no,
look very
that
happy.
Selling ice cream makes people happy, because when you're selling ice cream, you're clearly, I mean, the only people, when people get ice cream,
oh,
can
I get
you
it.
Please get me ice cream?
Oh, okay, got it.
You know, you're always making people happy when you sell
oh, got
ice cream.
You. That's true.
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay, and so my quote, it just, you know, mine just has to deal with me. I just, I'm an angry person, but I'm trying to work on it, okay? I am.
He is. He's trying.
Anyway, so it's make your anger so expensive that no one can afford it, and make your happiness so cheap that people can almost get it for free. That's that speaks to me, you know, I'm just saying, because, you know, nobody should be allowed to make me angry. Yeah. Something like that. Don't be that cheap. You, oh, hey, if you make me angry, you owe me money. Okay. If you're not going to pay me, then I...
Charging by the minute.
Yeah. Charge you. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. We gotta wrap it up. We only got 30 minutes, but you can catch us every Sunday. We post a show every week. Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. You can find me on Instagram. I'm The Dawn, Darion, D-A-R-I-O-N. And Lauren, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lauren_G. So follow us, rate, and subscribe.
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see y'all next week. Adios.
Bye.